This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Almost 6 years ago, an online florist company burst into the scenes with affordable bunches that people can send to their loved ones no matter the occasion. What has happened in the last 5 years and what happens in the floral industry because of recent developments? I'm here with co-founder Bei Lian. How are you, Lian?
I'm good. Good morning, Frida.
Okay, before we get into recent developments, you know, I guess in the last 5 years as well, how has the company evolved?
So we started off being disrupting the floral industry by offering really affordable flowers. Mm. One design every day, very sweet, very simple. No fuss about what designs to choose and all that. Mm. And surprisingly, we took off really well at that time because we were the only ones doing that at, in 2014. Mm. Over the years, we have evolved. You know, when you have something for a while, you get competition yes. and all that, and then people forget that the floral industry wasn't that way before.
Right.
So they get used to it, and then your competition comes in and starts offering variety and all that. And so we did have to evolve with competition coming into the picture. So in 2017, we launched a what we call the, or was it 2018? We launched the Fave series, which is our fan favorites. You know, it's like it's always on. You can get it anytime when you order, and you can actually see the picture or see actually what you're sending. Whereas the daily bunch, you had to wait till 8 o'clock at night before we reveal what that design is and all that. So that also helped us growing the business. Last year, we actually launched two things. One was what we called the Black Lux Collection, which was something a bit more premium. We imported more, we had more fancy flowers in those bouquets. And we also launched gift boxes.
Right.
We had tested the gift boxes in 2018 during Christmas, and they did really well. So we went on to launch gift boxes last year, where we curated a variety of things to put in a box.
Right.
So the whole idea is make it simple for you to gift, you know, whether it's flowers or things in a box. You just come in, you have a look, and you say, oh, I like this whole collection.
Right.
And then you just add it to cart and go. You don't have to think too much about it.
And
you're not going to be too worried about it burning a hole in your pocket because it's
affordable. Right, yeah. And I see you've had all sorts of collaborations, right, from working with Nala Designs, Amazing Grace, you know, and also like Tea Life, Bare Necessities, and Cake Together, right? How did this come about? I mean, were these collaborations there already, or are these new collaborations because of recent developments?
Yeah, okay. So we've always had collaborations from very early on. I mean, earlier days, we worked with people like L'Oreal, L'Occitane, Clinique, and very strong collaborations. Amazing Grace is someone we've worked with I think in the last 1 year, as well as Cake Together. And actually one of our biggest collaborations was with, in the past, was actually with Warner Brothers. So we did a lot of movie launches with them, and we had tickets for our fans to go for previews and things, our super fans to go for previews and all that. But with MCO, what happened was, we couldn't operate for 3 weeks.
Right.
And, you know, we had to quickly evolve a little bit because we couldn't just sit around for 3 weeks and not earn anything. So we launched Happy Mart.
Yes.
And we quickly got worked with Cake Together and Amazing Grace Friends because they were existing partners. We quickly put on some cakes on our site with and some snacks from Amazing Grace so that people could buy from us, but our partners would be fulfilling them because we couldn't operate at all. Then later on, we slowly added on bare necessities, tea life. Who else is on there? Althea, Isha. Actually, Althea and Isha, we were already talking to them. So that was something that was much easier. But bare necessities and tea life were absolutely new. New partnership.
Right. And Tea Life, we know bare necessities are baby products, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Because we believe that, you know, it was, we tried to fit everything in still into that whole gifting realm. Because, you know, birthdays will still have happened.
Yeah.
And I think people, the fact that people couldn't be with their friends or family to celebrate made it even better for us, I guess, because they were now looking at other means to celebrate with their friends and family. And sending cakes was one.
They send flowers, cakes, and skincare products.
Everything, actually,
right?
They bundle it all together if they could.
which brings me to the next point: vegetables as well. How did the vegetables is a new thing, right?
So vegetables was one of those things that my wholesaler and I were talking. We're like, hey, how are we going to navigate this? And I was like, and he was like, hey, would you sell vegetables? I said, yeah. Hey, your family is from Cameron's.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, I can bring it down directly from Cameron's, you know.
Mm.
And we're like, fantastic. So we thought we'll just, you know, because vegetables at the time, like, oh, essentials, okay, maybe that will help us a little bit.
Right.
But what we didn't expect was people were gifting vegetable boxes.
Right.
And they were asking us, because initially, you know, our Happy Mart was just built in such a way where you would buy the product and send it. But for vegetables, we were like, people were like, hey, can I add a message in there? We were like, huh? Aren't you buying it for yourself? And they were actually just gifting to their parents, you know, their good friends. So that was a fascinating
revelation. Right?
Yes.
Who knew that you'd be giving? Right? So I guess in this day and age as well, and of course you had the happy points, right? This was from before as well. So, and the idea with the happy points is people can exchange it for things, I guess, right? In terms of the value.
Yeah. So we launched Happy Points right around the same time as Happy Mart. So people who have been buying from us, we gave them points and basically said, hey, look, you know, if you, for every, I think, 300 points that you have with us, you can redeem a 5 ringgit voucher.
Now, a few years ago, you took part in the Alliance Bank BizSmart Challenge, right? How did that experience help you? I mean, was it also where you met Amazing Grace?
Yes,
yeah?
That's where we met Amazing Grace. Yes.
Yeah.
That experience was good. Not just in terms of the pitching, but also in terms of exposure to fellow entrepreneurs, you know, what they were doing, and then just their personality, their attitude, how they were hustling. Many of them were just really down to earth, you know, and doing, you know, the best they knew how.
Right.
So that's the part I enjoyed most about that challenge, actually.
Now, the beginning of this year, Joanne Ho, co-founder, went on to do other pursuits, right? You know, of course, you guys are still good friends and all that, but how was it like working alone?
Of course, a bit more challenging because I'm one who likes to bounce things off people. So not having Joe there to bounce things off is very different. But I've channeled that to my team. Sometimes they find it overwhelming. They're like, oh my God, Ian, so many things coming out of her head. So they have to filter what, you know, all this stuff that's coming out from me. But they've been great support as well.
Right.
So we collaborate a lot. We talk a lot about things. I think most importantly is we actually have very open and honest discussions. If I'm doing something that I think that's not right, you know, or they have this blank look in their face. They're like, what the hell are you talking about? I ask them, it's like, you don't understand. Like, am I confusing you? Are you feeling lost? And I ask those questions because I want to open up and show them that, you know what, it's okay. You can tell me I suck.
Right. I don't have all the answers, right? I need to work with you, right?
Correct, yeah. Correct. And my style really is I build on ideas, mm-hmm. you know. I might have a very raw idea, mm-hmm. and I really don't know how to go forward from there. So my team member might have, oh, you know what? What if we do this? Or they'll give me feedback. What if we steer it this way? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, okay, then we can. So we just keep building on it, right? And then you get to a point where you're like, ah, yes, that's it. That's where I wanted to go. So this took a while to adjust to my style of working, but yeah, they've been really great support.
And how big is your team? You know, what did you do with them during this period? How do you communicate with them during this period?
I actually have a very small team.
Thank goodness.
There are only 14 of us in Malaysia, and then 3 in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So with my Singapore team, I mean, we've always, most of the time remotely anyway, because we used to go down only once every month or once every other month. Mm-hmm. So most of the communication was remote for mm-hmm. Singapore. Mm-hmm. For Malaysia, a huge adjustment, because mm-hmm. we're really very interactive in the office, you know, and, you know, with open office, you know, it's like you got anything, you just get up and shout across the, hey, you know, right. Hey, you have this been done? Are we doing this? You know, stuff. So when we were all confined to our homes, we relied on WhatsApp calls, you know, we caught up on video chats and stuff like that. Took a little bit of adjustment. Right. I tried to minimize that, you know, hours on the call and all that. But, you know, because we are not in the office talking to each other every day, you kind of snowball all the conversations into one. So it ends up being like 3 hours on the call. And you're like, oh my God, this is really long. How do we filter this? How do we, you know, not have 3 hour conversations? Because it's just really draining. Mm. Yeah, it's still a work in progress, I'll be honest with you. But yesterday we were like, okay, let's just take this one day and meet in the office and have some discussion. Because it was just a bit much already.
Right.
It was easier to just, you know, meet up.
Yeah.
Make sure we are all, you know, wearing our masks and have our sanitizers and all that and just trash it all out.
Okay, and we're going to talk a little bit about being an entrepreneur during this period in just a moment. Bei Lian from Happy Bunch. This is Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Bei Lian from Happy Bunch. Of course, they've been around for close to 6 years. They're an online florist company, but they've gone on to do many things, including vegetables. You know, when did y'all start in Singapore? I wasn't aware of that.
We started in 2017.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah.
Okay. I guess like when you look at what's happened as well in terms of the supply chain, right, and of course you've got your supply in Cameron Islands, how did that work out? I mean, you know, how are you leveraging on that? So you were saying you weren't operating for 3 weeks. You know, what else did you look into when you look at the supply chain?
Yeah, I'm sure you would have heard, you know, all the farms were throwing or destroying flowers and all that. And I think the farmers also went into survival mode. Mm-hmm. So they started planting vegetables as well. Mm. So the supply from Cameron Highlands is starting to rebuild. It's not quite where it was before MCO. But the supply from other countries are there too. They are just not the same volumes as it used to be. And you really have to plan. The cost is naturally higher because you've got higher freight charges and all that. our flowers are all within that affordable range because,
right.
You know, we managed to source affordable flowers as well.
Right.
So with the cost of imported flowers going up,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we have a very good direct connection with the farmers in Cameron Highlands through our wholesaler, we said, hey, let's just try to focus on some local flowers and help the local farmers as well.
Mm.
You know, help build that local business, that local community.
Mm-hmm.
So we've changed all our faith flowers to local flowers.
Right.
And we are saying, you know, this is our faith range coming with, which are all directly from the farms in Cameron Highlands.
Right.
And we feel that that's a very nice proposition as well.
Yeah, it's a nice proposition. Of course, it's a lot more affordable because and because the cost will go up, right? And then how is it that you aren't able to pass it on to the customer? But then it defeats the purpose of why Happy Bunch started in the first place, right? So it's
Correct,
it works out quite well that you're supporting the local farmers and at the same time still be affordable to your customers.
Yes.
Right. You know, so in terms of your deliveries, it's not in-house? You've been outsourcing that?
We've always outsourced it because, I mean, that's logistics is a different ballgame.
Yeah, I know.
And we wanted to focus on flowers and our gifting side.
Right. And how do you think customer behavior and spending will change moving forwards and how are you preparing for that?
So what we learned about consumers this past couple of months is that they will gift anything under the sun,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when they can't be with the people they care for. So, you know, and flowers is actually an essential part of this whole gifting experience because flowers calm someone's mind, right? I suppose it's essential for mental health, I suppose. And, you know, our consumers were adding flowers to anything. They vegetable box with flowers, you know, baby box with flowers, cake with flowers. So anything, as long as they could add flowers to whatever it was they were buying,
mm-hmm.
they would always add flowers. So we realized, you know, hey, you know what? Flowers is still a very big part of gifting, mm-hmm. and that's what we're going to be focusing on this year. It's still the core of our business.
Right. What about working with corporate clients, right? You know, has that been a big bulk of your business or how will you be working with corporate clients moving forwards?
Yeah, so I guess on one hand, it's like fortunately corporates were not really a big part of our business,
mm-hmm.
Especially in this climate. But it is, we do see opportunities there.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we just never had a huge resource allocated to it. But I think if with people coming back to work and trying to jumpstart their businesses and to do all sorts of things to, you know, get business going or even just show appreciation to their team members, we think there's good business there as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But not at this point, not something that we are going to hire a headcount for.
Mm.
If it falls within our realm, then we will definitely take it on.
Right. And I think one of the most interesting things, having heard you, is that collaborations with other businesses seems to be the way forward, right? I mean, supporting each other, supporting other local businesses, that seems to be, you know, like, and giving that value to the clients at the end of the day. You know, also, I guess, what have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur, you know, during these last few years or maybe the last 2 months, right?
And probably learned a lot more about myself as an entrepreneur in the last 2 months than I've had in a while. You know, I'll be honest with you, when I was working in the bank and I was running the mortgage business during the U.S. mortgage crisis, housing crisis, right?
And 2008. Yeah.
I thought, okay, like, I've gone through bad times already, but when we went through this, I was like, okay, I mean, I know I've gone through bad times, but this is a different level altogether.
Right. I mean, back then you were still employed, right? You know what I mean? Right now.
Yes. The toughest part is I'm not one to share much of my emotion with non-family members.
Right.
So when, you know, in this kind of thing, sometimes you have to show people your emotions a little bit. And, you know, in the past, I've always been, just suck it up and go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this instance, people also want to see, actually, how are you feeling? When those emotions don't come through, sometimes people think that you don't care, that you're very cold and all that. So that's something I'm learning to show a little bit more.
Right.
Just so that they can see that, hey, you know, I'm also scared like you guys. I'm also uncertain that, you know, that is this going to work, you know? Am I going to be able to keep my team? The last thing I want to do is have to tell my team, sorry guys, we can't keep you. So there was a lot of that, sometimes the messages just don't come out right because I'm not letting the emotion come through, right?
Mm.
So that's a huge learning for me.
Right.
Need to definitely improve on the communication skills with my team.
This whole experience, right? I mean, would you have done anything differently? Or, you know, was there anything that you could anything be done in preparation for this virus, looking back, do you think?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
I think it's just really caught everyone off guard because, I mean, even back in the days where SARS was going on, right? It was everyone was like, business is going on, you know. There wasn't such a thing as they were locked down businesses and
yeah.
I mean, nothing as severe as this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anyone saw this coming, actually.
Right. No one did. No. So, look, with everything that's just happened, you know, what are some of the plans for the rest of the year?
Nothing big and fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we are going to focus on flowers because it is still the core, very core of our business. And people, we've built Happy Bunch on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sending flowers to cheer people up just because I can,
right.
Just because it's not going to, you know, cost me 200 ringgit to send flowers to say, hey, cheer up, you know, or have a good day, or congratulations, or happy birthday. So we're going to focus very much still on flowers and making it simple and affordable for customers to send flowers or a gift box to people they care about, you know, because it's really about that gesture, right? About sending that message to tell people, you know, I'm thinking about you, I care about you. And that's what we want to advocate, right?
Right. I think I'll be sending some flowers to myself to cheer myself up.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And people don't do it enough. In Singapore, we just launched some DIY flowers.
Right.
So you can actually just, you know, order. It's a combination of different flowers, but it's not arranged, you know, like a bouquet or anything like that. Just take it home, have fun with it in the vase, you know, how you want to arrange it. So we're testing that out in Singapore and it's going pretty well right now because they are still under lockdown.
Right. Okay, so we're moving a little bit at least, yeah. Okay.
Sorry?
We're moving a little bit now. Yeah.
Okay. So we're just reintroducing back all our flowers right now with the supply coming through.
Right.
And what's interesting actually is we used to spend quite a bit on marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And with this MCO or CMCO, we had to completely halt that because we had to reserve like crazy.
Right.
Even
though they were just digital marketing.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, it's in, we haven't been spending much actually. It's just very minimal. But we are getting the flow through. So we are relooking, reviewing how do we actually spend our money.
Right. You know? Okay. And working on working more, prudently, I guess.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us, you know, and sharing that, you know, and just a reminder for ourselves to be happy and maybe can send flowers to ourselves. I was speaking to Bailey Yen from Happy Bunch Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.